This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:07, you're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott, alongside Scott Merriman. And for Uncle Ralph Niehaus, I almost called you Uncle Ralph.
That's fine.
That's
you,
fine.
You can call me Uncle Ralph. That's I got right. My glasses.
You got your shades.
I've got my hat on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm feeling very Uncle Ralph-esque.
And you're solving the world's problems one problem at a time.
That's right. One problem at a time.
From Bob Barker to everything. So
we've been talking about everything this week.
We're talking everything here. We got a couple of good guests here today. Tisha Miller and Leslie Johnson from the Lincoln Land Community College are with us. Ladies, welcome to the program. It's been a while.
Yes, it has, but good morning, everyone.
And we are here to talk about the college and the campus and all that good stuff. And that's going to take place right after this.
At Plummer Funeral Home, we know firsthand just how difficult the passing of a beloved family member can be. Losing a loved one is never easy, but there is a simple way to lift some of the burdens from your family. Come by Plummer Funeral Home and we'll help you make your final arrangements in advance. We'll record your choices and help you plan a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And at 9:08, we're back on the Wednesday Talk Show. Again, our guests are Tisha Miller and Leslie Johnson from Lincoln Land Community College. Scott Merriman, Tobin Ott in with you on the talk show. And
hi. What? I just said hi.
Oh, hi. And Tish, let's start us off here. Tell us a little bit about what's going on with the campus.
Well, we have several events coming up up until December. We have a multicultural fest coming up. We're going to be featuring Nelly's Echo. It's a group that's going to be actually playing live at our main campus, and they are going to simulcast it down to our education service areas, including Litchfield. So that is September 19th at 11 o'clock. The community is more than welcome to come. We're going to have free samplings of ethnic foods from Chinatown, Sakura Japanese Restaurant, and El Rancherito. So
great restaurants in the Litchfield area.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. And free. So
really?
Free there. Woo. At Lincoln Land on the 19th, yes.
And then one event that's sticking out in my mind here, trying to play a ukulele. Tell us a little bit about this course and what's going on here.
That is a course through our community ed department. You do not have to have a ukulele. They will supply you with one, but it's just a beginner's course. It's a course for everyone. It is considered one of our try-it classes. Those are just low-cost, one-time classes, no academic credit involved with that. It's $15, and it's October the 2nd. Just give us a call if you're interested in learning how to play the ukulele.
And, of course, another course that's coming up that I think everyone needs help on from time to time, computer coaching.
Yes, private computer coaching. This class is very popular. It's one-on-one computer class. It's 2 hours, $49 for 2 hours. And the great thing about it is the instructor can pretty much talk about or teach you whatever you want to learn. So, like I said, a lot of people need that one-on-one attention, and this class provides it for them at a great cost.
And, of course, once you learn how to use the computer, then you can go on the Internet, go on to eBay.
eBay.
And
that's
you've
right.
got a course for that, too.
We do. eBay, the basics of selling. That class is going to be held October 10th and October the 17th. And that's just they'll get you set up with a username and an account and get you buying and selling things on eBay.
And that's a trend that's very popular, especially coming up. We're a couple months out from the Christmas, from the start of the holiday season, and I know a lot of people go on eBay to do their holiday shopping. And we were talking about this off air. Illinois law kind of changed a little bit where
sales tax.
Yes, you have to turn whatever you buy or sell on eBay, and I think that goes with Craigslist and all the rest of the stuff. You have to turn that in during tax time too.
Yep, yeah. The government likes to have their share of that as well.
I was just thinking that. They want their money as well. Oh, wait. M-O-N-E-Y.
Let's see here. coming up, trying to make a felted pin or hat adornment. Tell us a little bit about this.
It's another Try It class. So another low-cost $15 class. We'll supply the materials that you need, and so you just come in and learn how to make a felted pin or something to wear on your hat.
October 25th, career fair.
I'm going to let Leslie talk about that one. She is
at Blackburn.
At Blackburn.
Yes. We're having a Macoupin Montgomery County Career Fair on October 25th. It's a Thursday, be from 3 to 7 p.m. So we, like I said, Blackburn College and Lincoln Land Community College are co-sponsoring this event. And then we're also working with the City of Litchfield, the Illinois Department of Employment Security, Hillsborough Chamber of Commerce, Litchfield Chamber of Commerce, and then also the Montgomery County Economic Development Corporation. So we will have local employers as well as employers from the Edwardsville and Springfield area available at the Blackburn Gym, and everyone is invited to attend. There'll be seasonal jobs available as well as temporary and also full-time jobs available there.
Now, that's kind of interesting. You bring up a point. Are you seeing more of that where, let's say, Blackburn and Lincoln Land work together?
I think the trend is Montgomery and Macoupin County are doing a lot of things together because
right.
we're learning to use our resources wisely, and there's no sense in us putting on several events with the same purpose, spinning our wheels. So we're working together a lot, and it's not just Blackburn, also the Macoupin County Economic Development as mm-hmm. well as the Montgomery County Economic Development are working together on several different initiatives to kind of just work smarter and work together more.
So this is the start of maybe more projects to come then.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely.
Pool your resources and get more done.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Right on.
And you're starting to see that with Macoupin. You're right. Macoupin and Montgomery mm-hmm. County, we're working together. We're almost the same county. We have the same needs and everything like mm-hmm. that. And if we team up and get projects done, it's going to be for the betterment of all the residents in both counties. So
right, definitely.
Moving right along, heading into November, there's a blood drive coming up. Who wants to talk about that?
Blood drive.
Yeah, we had one in the spring and it went over well. We're going to try it again in November. We don't have a date set yet, but we'll be coming out with that soon.
See, now our next item.
Yeah, you had me at massages.
I wish when I was
that's what I'm talking
when
about
I was
there.
When I was in college, I wish this was given for us when I was in college during final week.
During finals.
You can take classes and come get a massage. That's fine.
But he's only there to play the ukulele. It's so weird.
Play the ukulele.
Play the ukulele while getting massage.
Way to go, Uncle Ralph.
Do what I can. Drink my coffee.
But anyway, massages during finals week. That's a neat incentive.
That's a bit of all right there.
Everyone who's went to
college. I may have passed my finals if I had a massage.
Yes. So we all know finals can be a very stressful time for students. So
right.
this is one way to show them that there are ways to de-stress and think about the long-term picture and not just, okay, I need to study for 10 hours straight and
right.
pass this final. So there's other ways to kind of de-stress.
Let's talk about the students and that, because I know we're now approaching the fall season, mm-hmm. but yet you want us to think spring.
Yes.
You've skipped winter, but you went from yeah. fall right to spring.
That's all right, though.
But that's all right with me.
Saying yeah. winter in Illinois can be a negative thing. So we always think of springtime, good weather, hopefully a little bit of rain. So, yes, we always want to start thinking about spring. We are encouraging students to fill out a Lincoln Land application
mm-hmm.
now if they're possibly thinking of the springtime, and also completing the FAFSA. That's the free application for federal student aid, and that will let us know using your tax returns what you're eligible for state and federal grants. There's also some testing that can potentially be involved depending on your ACT scores, mm-hmm. and then also meeting with an advisor or setting up for an orientation session. So there's plenty of things to do now,
mm-hmm.
even though student may be thinking about starting in January.
A couple of courses here. I'm looking at the list here. Business law,
mm-hmm.
employability skills, introduction to corrections, today's health and society, and theater appreciation.
Yes. All good courses. Those are just some ones that we are adding to our schedule that haven't necessarily been on there last spring.
Okay.
So they're all going to be really good courses. The employability skills, that is a great course because it's very hands-on. Students will be working on their cover letters, their resumes, networking skills, just how to be how to get a job and also how to keep a job.
I was just going to say that.
Because some students don't realize that there's certain things you need to do or not do while having a job. So we're going to work on those skills with them.
And that goes through the interviewing process and all that stuff. And that's a stressful time once you get out of college and, you know, the frustrations of going through that interview process. And hopefully you'll get a second interview and maybe land a job. Nine out of 10 times it doesn't work that way. It takes some time.
Right.
So the corrections, the introduction to corrections, is that law? Like law enforcement type of course?
It actually falls under our criminal justice program. But yeah, it would give students an idea of what it really means to work in the corrections department. And since we do have a lot of our students interested in potentially working for the Department of Corrections, this would be a great course for them. Some students come out of this course saying, yes, this is definitely something I want to pursue further. And sometimes they realize, okay, I realize I do not want to work in corrections the rest of my life based on what they learn. So it's
a
good
opportunity. I think any class, though, any course you take, you could go through the entire thing and realize, I really don't want to do this, you know?
Definitely.
And on stuff like that, is there ways that you can kind of help them maybe transition into something else?
It also helps to promote, too. If you have that on your resume, you've had an introduction to corrections class. If you're seeking promotions within the Department of Corrections, that can look really
well.
You want
to do something else.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, a student, if they realize they've been dead set, you know, working corrections or, you know, using another example like business, and they get into one of those introduction classes and realize, okay, this is not for me, then they can always meet with me or one of the other advisors at Lincoln Land and discuss some other potential options. We also have a career services office that students could talk to realize kind of what are the job trends in the area, because sometimes that determines, you know, another route that they might pursue.
Okay. And then, of course, theater appreciation. Does that mean the auditorium, are you guys going to have performances on the stage out there?
We won't. There will be some minor theater work done, but it's more of appreciating the different theater styles. And then also the group may or may not like do a kind of a mock opening night where they would kind of go through the steps of how to actually make a production work. So there won't be necessarily like, you know, we won't be having Shakespeare on our auditorium stage.
Dang.
But yeah, there's definitely some opportunities for students to kind of showcase their talents, but it's mostly kind of behind the scenes work.
Okay. And You're
a
actually
huge Shakespeare fan, are you?
Sometimes.
I was disappointed.
Depends on my mood.
We can have a community education event where you're up on stage doing
There you go.
Talent.
I like this.
To be or not to be.
We can make some money off this.
That is the question. And, you know, one thing about, you know, you look at the auditorium, and I've been there. Last night you had the candidates forum for the county board, individuals running for county board. How high-tech the equipment is back there, because I kind of sit back in my luxury box back there where the control panels are. It's night and day different. It's not like you flip on a switch and, oh, there's the lights. It's night and day different, and, you know, the game has changed.
Yes, definitely.
And of course, let's talk a little bit, the higher education academic transfer courses. Tell us a little bit about this.
Those courses, it's called the HEAT program, and what the HEAT program is about is it's built for high school students, and they come during the afternoon as part of their school day, Monday through Friday, from 1 to 2:50. They actually come out to Lincoln Land in Litchfield and take three courses. The HEAT courses at Litchfield are political science, art, and history. And those classes count as regular college credit as well as high school credit. So it's kind of a dual enrollment program.
And, of course, that I remember back in 96 when I was a senior in high school, we had those courses that you could take, and it went towards college credit. And we should probably talk about this now because the kids are now back in school. Mm-hmm. Are you in the process of trying to encourage maybe some juniors and seniors saying, hey, if you're eligible and you're able to do this, take a college math course, take a college English course, because in the long run, before you even step foot on a campus, you may be a sophomore by the time you step foot on a college campus.
Yep. These courses do help students get a head start on their college education, and it's proven that students who take college-level courses while in high school adapt more easily to college curriculum. So not only do you have some credit hours underneath your belt, it makes for an easier transition.
And what are some of those courses that students can take?
American Politics, Introduction to American Politics, Introduction Art Appreciation, and Introduction to Western Civ.
So in addition to those, the dual credit options where the student will stay at the high school and get high school credit and college credit, there's each school. So Hillsborough High School offers anatomy and physiology, also microbiology and the CNA program. And then also Litchfield High School offers biology, anatomy, physiology, and composition. And some other area high schools offer different options as well. But that's also a nice start for students. And that is actually free if the student is taking the class at their high school, because the instructor is paid by the high school to do those courses.
And one thing, and we've talked about this before, that I think is totally cool is the fact that you've got a nursing course out at Hillsborough Area Hospital that is all web-enabled, that you have a group of kids in one classroom at Litchfield, one classroom at Hillsborough, and one teacher back at the hospital campus teaching a course. And I still believe that's the direction education needs to go, but getting funding to do all this is probably here or there. But that's I think that's a step in the right direction, and that's been pretty much well-received, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
Of course, there's, like you said, technological issues that always come into play with anything you're doing that advanced. I know some of our students, they do like the face-to-face because if they do have a question, they like to be able to answer or ask that question right in front of the instructor. But we are looking to those options. But right now, the students are preferring the face-to-face because that's kind of what they're more used to that they had in the high school setting. And that way they can get just one-on-one time with the instructor.
Okay. Enrollment so far, I mean, the fall semester's just started. Is it up, down?
It's
steady from last year?
Steady, yeah, it's steady. Not too long ago, we had a huge increase in enrollment, and since then, we've just pretty much been stable. So that's good. It's where we like it to be.
Was the increase as a result of maybe the economy crashing and they still wanted to college and this was an affordable way to do it?
Yeah. I think there was a little bit of concern that we see a huge increase and then a huge decline, but it did not do that. It increased and maintained since.
Okay. Yeah, it seems like when the economy goes south, everyone goes back to college to try and better themselves.
Right, and that's part of the federal government, the Workforce Investment Act. So if a person was laid off, they did receive some extra funding through the government to be retrained in an area that is needed for this area.
And so it just sounds like to me everything is going well over at Lincoln Land. And a lot of good events coming up, coming your way. If you want to play a ukulele, there's a thing for that.
And you don't even have to have a ukulele.
That's the best part. If you want to learn how to use eBay, there's a course for that. Even a refresher on how to use that darn computer. There's a course for that. So anyone seeking more information about any of the activities going on, whether it's at the Springfield campus or at the Litchfield campus, what's the best way of doing that?
You can give us a call at 217-324-2090, or please visit our website, llcc.edu.
And, of course, anyone wants to take a tour of the campus to get a feel, because I know there's going to be some seniors looking at options about where they want to go to college and that, they could let us give you a call and you'd be more than happy to give them a tour of what Lincoln Land has to offer.
And can they reach you at that same number?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And that's going to do it for the – not quite. Not quite. Now it does. that's going to do it.
Wait for it.
That's going to do it for the Wednesday talk show. Our guests this week was Tisha Miller and Leslie Johnson from Lincoln Land Community College. Ladies, again, thank you so much for our time. Scott, thank you for filling in for Uncle Ralph.
Hey.
We will be back next week, and our guest next week will be Mickey Robinson from the Cole Country Chamber of Commerce. It's the annual Fall Festival time, so we're going to be here to talk. We're going to be here to talk about the Fall Festival and a couple other good shows coming your way, and look forward to that in the near future. For WSMI, I'm Tobin Ott. Thanks so much for listening. So long.